Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have three guests with us and we'll talk to each one of them. And the first one is Meryl Hopper and she is the Family Consumer Sciences teacher at Atlantic High School. Good morning to you, Meryl.
Good morning.
Well, we want to talk about food. Hey, what better favorite topic could there be than food?
Oh, no, that's the best thing to talk about is food.
You bet. So let's talk about the Trojan Diner.
Yes, the Trojan Diner is a little restaurant that I have set up several years ago here at Atlantic High School. Our Foods 2 class does it in the fall, and what Trojan Diner is just a restaurant. We serve four times a semester, and the students prepare the meal. Well, first of all, they make the menu, then we send out out to get reservations, and then the students prepare the meal and serve the meal to teachers or community members that come in. And then during the second semester, our international cuisine class takes over at the Trojan Diner.
And it really does become a diner. I've attended a couple of times. And, you know, it's not coming in sitting down at a desk. This is a diner when you come in. I mean, it's pretty fancy.
Yes. We want to make it a fun experience for our customers to come in and also to give the students as much food service background as possible.
Okay, but people do need to make reservations ahead, and we'll talk about those timing, but about a week ahead?
Yes, usually on the Friday morning before by 10 o'clock, so the students have time to change the yields in their recipes and make out a grocery list so that the following Monday they can go grocery shopping.
Okay. As you think about Foods 2 and international cuisine, what's your overall goal, purpose for these classes?
My overall goal or purpose is to give the students experience in the food service industry. It is one of the fastest growing industries for the job and careers. And so these students can either go on to a culinary career or they might just even use this as a way to help put themselves through college.
Good point. There's always help needed somewhere because we all love food. Well, we want to talk to two of your students here, Meryl. We want to thank you very much for loaning us your students this morning. And the first person is Lauren Krogman. Good morning to you, Lauren.
Good morning.
And people want to know who your parents are.
My parents are John and Lisa Krogman.
Okay. And we're also visiting with Courtney Jensen. And good morning to you, Courtney.
Hi, good morning.
And your parents are?
Rebecca and Douglas Jensen.
All right. So you have both been in Foods 2. You've been through that experience, and now it's international cuisine. Lauren, what do you love about Foods and your Foods classes?
I just love cooking and learning about, like, new ways to cook and the new equipment to use and how to kind of run a restaurant and stuff. So,
okay. Have you done work as a waitress or any work outside of class?
No, I haven't. I just cook at home and love to cook.
Your family enjoys that, I am sure. And Courtney, why is these classes important to you?
Yeah, I just like making new recipes, and especially in this semester, making foods from different countries and seeing if people like them and just their tradition.
And I'm guessing you have to taste test all these things. Are there some things that are kind of a challenge?
Yes, especially last Trojan Diner last month, we did Thailand, and some things were pretty spicy.
And a country that we're probably not as familiar with as some other European countries.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned different equipment and so on, Lauren. What are some of the things that you've made that require equipment or utensils that you might not ordinarily have at home? Anything that you can think of, either one of you, that...
Well, we did some chicken on a kebab, and we had to get metal kebabs for the chicken so they would cook well, and that was kind of hard to find. We had to order that through Hy-Vee. They do a pretty good job helping us with everything.
With that chicken, too, we bought a new fryer, like a deep fat fryer kind of thing, and so that was exciting when we got that, and we've used it multiple times on different things, so...
Okay. Very good. So that is one of those new experiences. You know, our families have traditions, and sometimes they don't push us to try new things. And so this way you get to try some new things. So you have a couple of times coming up yet in international cuisine. Let's talk about the one that is actually a week from today. On March 13th, you're going to be cooking for Ireland. And so, Lauren, what are we doing? What are we going to eat if we come visit the Trojan Diner?
Well, our main dish will be Irish beef stew, and we will have Irish soda bread with that, which is just their kind of bread, and it has raisins and stuff in it. The Irish flag salad is a different kind of salad, and then we'll have Irish cream caramel cheesecake.
Wow, you're making my mouth water. Now, cheesecake, I think it takes a bit of skill to do that. How many times have you made cheesecake?
I haven't actually made it, but Courtney has multiple times in this class. So.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, the past Trojan Diners, we've had cheesecake as a hit, and it takes some time. I've messed it up before, but it takes some time to really make it come together.
Oh, and to know when it's done. That's my biggest challenge is, okay, should I cook another few minutes or should I take it out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely don't want it raw and gooey. So.
Yeah, or too dry. There's a challenge there. And, of course, there's all kinds of opportunities. Now, I understand that you are the head chefs at this Irish dinner. What does that mean, Courtney?
Well, we all three, me, Lauren, and another classmate, Leah, we all designed three recipes, and then our class votes on one of them, and mine won, and all the recipes are on Pinterest, and once we do a trial menu and see if we like that, and we did like it. We had to change the bread to Irish soda bread, which is their tradition, and so, yep.
So, Lauren, I'm guessing you have to not only study food, but you kind of have to learn about the country if you're thinking about their culture and what they might be eating.
Yeah, we do. We do a PowerPoint before we even start a country. So we did a PowerPoint with, like, notes and stuff on Ireland. We did it on Thailand. So we do it for each country to learn about their culture, and we try and mix that in with our table settings and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And the beverage. I'm guessing you're not going to have any alcoholic beverage from Ireland, which is very traditional.
Yeah, it was hard to find a recipe for a beverage that was non-alcoholic. So we decided to do the Irish Shamrock Shake.
All right.
Which is really good.
I'm guessing that's green.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Very good. And as I mentioned, that one is a week from today, March 13th. But coming up, April 10th is Germany, and May 1st is Australia. So folks will have an opportunity to come to the Trojan Diner. We mentioned earlier that people you like to have to know how many people are coming about a week ahead. So if you're interested in coming to Taste Ireland, then call right now or call, you know, as soon as this program is over, call the Atlantic High School and make your reservation. What about in terms of, you've talked about flavors and, you know, if your students, your co-students like it. What about cost? What's that? What consideration is that, Lauren?
What do you mean
well,
by like,
you know, you have people do have to pay to come in.
Yes.
You want to have some money to work with. Do you have to plan around that total fee that you charge?
Yes, we do. The grocery cost, however much profit we make, we have to plan around like our groceries and mm-hmm. how much we can buy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a really important thing, I think, in families, but for you here especially, because this is now a business. And Courtney, is this business side of it, is that something you're interested in at all?
Yes, very much so. It's like last month we had three main dishes, so we had to increase the price a little bit because it is expensive on groceries. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but this month I think it'll be the set flat rate of $8.
Okay. And so when you make a reservation in the future, you may want to ask about the cost because that could vary from time to time depending upon
yes.
your menu. Okay, very good. Well, you have, how many students do you work with here, Courtney?
We have 16.
Okay. And do you all cook for a meal or just do you kind of divide up into groups?
Yeah, we have groups. You have head chefs and then everybody else just kind of picks one thing off of your menu. So, like, we do Ireland, and then three other people have Germany, and then three other people have Australia.
Okay.
So,
well, that's also a challenge to make sure everybody knows what they're doing and gets the work done.
Yeah, definitely. Some people don't have as much, like, cooking experience at home, so you just kind of have to work around some people, but everybody does a good job in our class. So,
okay. Courtney, give us a little sell job. Why should somebody come to the Trojan Diner?
Because the food is always really good, and it's always something different. you always try new things, and that's good.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Courtney Jensen and Lauren Krogman, for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's the thought your guests will appreciate and agree with. Food always tastes better when it's cooked by someone else.